questions. So the sacks came in bunches.
I told you. I'm not telling you, but that's the way it happens sometimes. So a lot of times you have a lot of good rushes and have nothing to show for it, and all of a sudden, bam.
Mo Wilkerson was one of the guys that looked like he's, well, he had another good game against two in a row now. So how have you seen him really pick it up as of late these last couple weeks?
You know, the one most since the offseason has just really developed into a leader for us, calling the team up, talking to him, and his play the last couple of weeks just kind of falls into that. He's trying to lead by example. He can't ask them to come go hard if he's. So I just think that's outstanding.
To this point, what's the biggest difference? What differences have you seen in your defense this year as compared to last year?
When you look at the guys this year, it's just, I think, the youth, the energy in the youth, a lot of it's just like a. How should I say it? Breath of fresh air, so to speak. It's just a lot of young energy that has kind of really jumped out at us.
Where do you see the biggest jump in Jenkins from year one, year two?
You know, I just think that the player is really growing. The guy comes to work every day, tries hard, does everything you ask him as a coach now. It's good to kind of see everything we see in practice he takes to the game. That's the step we thought he needed to take. You know, in practice we see him do it, but we didn't see him do it in the game. That's the biggest step for me. Thank you.
Casey, do you have an advantage of defense back since you've seen him up close?
No, not at all. Not, but really because I think, you know, he's with a totally new system, a different set of guys. The thing we know about Fitz, the help you in game plan, is that this guy is very crafty. If you're a little late getting in substitutions, he'll try to get you caught with 12 on the field. If you don't have balanced rush lanes, he scrambles for the first. You know, he knows if you don't disguise some of your looks, he knows how to get the protection, right? All the stuff we've seen him do, but his craftiness that we're trying to prepare our guys that this is a crafty guy.
How much does that mean so much about your defense? Mean that you perhaps have to change some things this week from what you're doing?
No, not really, because we've tweaked things anyway. A lot of the stuff that we've done when he was here, we no longer do. So, not at all.
What about him knowing the weaknesses of some of your defensive players, their strengths and weaknesses? By practicing against him for 2 years, he might know a corner is tends to bite on this, or a linebacker tends to have this problem.
You know, as I look at that, I still think everything's going to be irrelevant. He's got a good set of guys. We feel like we got a good set of guys, and we'll just see how it plays out.
What did you make your defenses dance?
That's totally something. You know what? It adds to his question earlier, youthful energy. And the funny thing about it is sometimes we sit there and watch him practice, and they just kind of start going. It's just nothing rehearsed, anything. It's just some youthful energy.
You had Robinson in the game a little bit. Seen a couple of practice. What do you like about him?
You know, we like Rashad a lot coming out throughout the draft process. We spent a lot of time, we went down and visited Pro Day the whole night. Actually, we had him in for a visit. You know, we thought a lot about him throughout the draft process and the way it worked out that he's now in the building with us. The thing you like about him is length, and he's extremely athletic, so we're trying to get him up to speed.
Casey, how much of a challenge are there two tight ends?
That's a great question. That's a really hard matchup, along with DeSean Jackson running around out there. But there are two tight ends that with Howard and Braid. Those guys create problems because, one, they can use them on third down, just first and second down. And OJ's receiving averages through the roof, and a couple of his touchdowns, nobody's been close to him. So those guys will create a problem for him.
When you assess your defense this offseason, how important was it for you?
That's one of the first things we talked about once everybody got here in OTA is taking the ball away. The difference we thought from year one to year two was our takeaways went from here to there. And and when you study the NFL year in and year out, teams that win are up there in the takeaway margin. So we really, really place a lot of emphasis. And every day in practice, we're talking about taking the ball away.
What's your satisfaction level or lack thereof in terms of the takeaways this year? I guess you're sort of right in the middle or slightly above that. How do you think they've done?
Well, you know, we kind of set ourselves, we go out, that's part of our, say, a key for us each week. We want to go out and try to take the ball away. Right now, you know, as a coach, you're never satisfied because you want more. But those guys, the effort you see guys going for the ball, that's kind of saying that things we work on in practice is showing up in the game.
How would you evaluate Jamal in coverage?
From what I've seen, you know, it's a young player that's still growing, trying to get better. Overall, I'd say he's done a pretty good job. I'm sure he had a few plays that he would like to have back, but this guy's talented. He can cover, he can rush, he can do a lot of things.
When those plays like that back, is that more about technique or just the guy he's going up against?
A little of both. As you know, as a young player, his technique is only going to get better. And some of the tight ends he's covered thus far this year are extremely talented. Some of them probably future Hall of Famers. So, but where he is right now, we're extremely pleased.
How did Burris play last week? Good play, 1-0.
Actually, you thought JB did a really good job. The great thing for us from a coaching perspective, you see his confidence growing a little bit. You know, this guy is really, really kind of taking the next step.
Did he give up a touchdown?
No, not that I'm for me. The one hit that kind of scored
that
on him.
The end zone?
Yeah, the one he kind of had. We should have had some safety help over there.
Okay.
Should have had safety. I know the one you're talking about. We should have had safety help on there. But his technique could have been better there as well.
That was Jamal Adams. Was the safety on that play, right?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was 26. If I'm not mistaken.
How much, if at all, does it help that Jamal knows O.J. Howard? Covered him.
They've played against him before. Yeah. He's familiar with him. They've had battles throughout the past. But the thing is, you just look at it, it's still in how he's fitting in their scheme of things and how he executes our defense. So we'll see. It'll be a good matchup.
How much of a relief is it to not have to worry about Mike Evans in this game?
You know what? Anytime you lose a Pro Bowl caliber player from the other perspective, you like it, but they're still a talented group of guys. You still got DeSean Jackson, the two tight ends, the backs. They're still very formidable.
What do your guys do, whether it's Jamal Adams or Darren Lee, covering a 6'5 tight end or their 6'6 tight ends, and they're 6'6", 6'1", and it looks like they're right there. Coverage, but the guy has the height advantage. And that's happened a few times. What can they do about that?
Well, a lot of times is with your leverage. That's the kind of way we teach them. If you're outside leverage, you got the hike. You know, you got your safety leaning your way. Try to be as close to them. And sometimes physics does play a role. Sometimes, you know, you just tip the head and good play, good coverage, and go to the next one.
Everybody good?
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys.